Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke, filling in for Joe Donahue for this week's Book Picks. Jackie Callahan is back in the studio with us this week, joining us from the Golden Notebook in Woodstock, New York. Hi, Jackie. Great to see you again.
Hi, Sarah. It's nice to be here.
Long time no see.
Yes, I saw you on Saturday, I think.
That's right. I was down to walk about in Woodstock and, of course, dropped into the Golden Notebook to see what was going on. And it was quite a bustle with a Liberace event.
Exactly. We were in the middle, of setting up our windows. Mm-hmm. And one of them was indeed a Liberace window. There is this fabulous new book that was published by Harper about a month ago called Liberace Extravaganza. And it's this book of all his incredible outfits, the history of his outfits. And it's a wonderful, wonderful book. And we were a little bit overtired one day and got very inspired by it and decided to have a shoe decorating contest. People could submit shoes that maybe Liberace would wear. And Liberace, of course, would be the judge of the contest and tell us what shoe he'd be most likely to wear, and they would win a copy of the book. And so it was a lot of fun.
It sounds like a lot of fun. And it's, of course, also there's the new book and the HBO film with Michael Douglas and Matt Damon is this weekend on HBO?
Yeah, Memorial Day weekend.
Cool. So what books have you brought to talk about?
Well, I have pairs of books, books that go together or don't go together. The summer is upon us.
That's right.
It's reading season. And as usual, there are so many amazing books to choose from. The two books that gave me the idea to pair unlikely books are, in some ways, a very unlikely pair. Well, they never were, but I imagine them perhaps meeting at a party, maybe in 1965 in London, maybe at the home of one of the great, English theater critics. So two books, two memoirs, in fact. One of them by Burt Bacharach called Anyone Who Had a Heart, My Life and Music, and he wrote this with Robert Greenfield. And then Edna O'Brien, Country Girl, and that's her memoir. First, a few words about the Burt Bacharach book. Because actually, truthfully, you can't say Burt Bacharach and Edna O'Brien in the same sentence as writers, because Burt Bacharach, actually, he's not a writer. He's a musician composer.
Songwriter.
And very, very famous. And this is his memoir. And it's written in a very light, non-reflective style, I have to say. It's written as a man from the perspective of a man of his generation. So it should be read with that in mind. That being said, if you have any interest in the golden years of the Brill Building, if you want to find out how Marlene Dietrich helped soothe tensions and sorrow in Tel Aviv, Israel in 1960, because Burt Bacharach was actually her accompanist and pianist for years, and they toured together for years.
I did not realize that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you want to read about kind of the horror and the sorrow of autism and how people reacted to something that was not known or described well. It's an interesting book. It's a very light read. It's very, very funny sometimes. And anyway, I imagined that Burt and Edna O'Brien could have met in a party in London. Edna O'Brien is a very, very famous Irish writer. And her memoir, which I think people have been waiting for years, because she led a rather high-profile life. She's an incredible writer. And this memoir travels from her childhood in County Clare to her convent education, very unhappy first marriage, really her only marriage. She was only married once. And custody battle to being a successful writer living in London during the swinging 1960s. The cover of this book is really incredible. It's and in some ways, covers are so important, I think. And the cover of her book was actually the cover of one of her fictional works in the 1960s. Mm-hmm. It's a picture of her. She's smoking a cigarette. She's looking smart. She's looking sexy. She's, you want to talk to her. Burt Bacharach would have wanted to talk to her, I think. And interestingly, the cover of this book when it came, the cover of her work of literature that came out with this as a cover in the 1960s was used against her in her custody trial for her sons. So to have all this on one cover is kind of amazing. She touches on some of the famous people she met in the 60s, Paul McCartney, Robert Mitchum, Jane Fonda, Philip Roth, all of that stuff. They all make appearances, Jackie Onassis. Her writing is poetic. It's direct. It's an incredible book. She's such an amazing writer. You could read a chapter, set it down, start at the end, you know, a different chapter at the end of the book. There is a certain continuity to it, but they all read like beautiful short stories. It is a beautiful, beautiful book. So I recommend it highly.
That is Country Girl by Edna O'Brien. And before that, you talked about Anyone Who Had a Heart by Burt Bacharach, two memoirs.
Correct.
What's your next pairing?
My next pairing is actually some poetry. And the first is Stag's Leap, which is poems by Sharon Olds, and she just won the Pulitzer Prize for this. Mm-hmm. And then the second is Silver Chest, and these are poems by Carl Phillips. The Sharon Olds poems actually came out in 2012. And this book of poetry is really, really amazing. It chronicles her, I suppose, her emotional journey of her divorce.
Okay.
Through different seasons of her divorce. It's confessional writing, but not merely confessional. She's so amazing at getting the details of things. So, for instance, here, this is from the first poem, While He Told Me. While he told me, I looked from small thing to small thing. In our room, the face of the bedside clock, the sepia postcard of a woman bending down to a lily. From the same poem, near sunrise, behind overcast, he got up to go in and read on the couch, as he often did, and a while I followed him, as I often had. And so just in the change of tenses there, so much is communicated. This book is so good. I've been carrying it around with me for the past week or two, just reading poem to poem, and it's really, really wonderful. It's extraordinary. And these are poems, you know, chronicling a separation, uh-huh, a great love. And in a sense, the Carl Phillips poems are not about separation. It is more about the intimacy of knowing someone well. The language is also really amazing. And all I can do is really read part of a poem from here.
Sure.
From him. And this poem is called Silver Chest. Unafraid is what we were, I think, and then afraid. Though it mostly seemed otherwise. I opened my eyes. I saw. I closed. I shut them. You, the dark that nothing, not even the light, displaces. You, who have been the single leaf that won't stop tossing among the others for you. They're really amazing poems. You should get both collections and read them for the whole summer.
Stag's Leap by Sharon Olds and Silver Chest by Carl Phillips.
So the next pairing is actually by the same author. An incredible author, James Salter. He has a new novel, All That Is.
That's right. It was featured on the book show within the last few weeks, if anybody's interested in that.
Yeah. Oh, please be interested in it. Please get the book as well as some of his other novels, such as A Sport and a Pastime and Light Years. But I'm going to talk about a little bit about All That Is, and also a book that he co-wrote with his wife called Life is Meals, and that this Life is Meals came out a few years ago.
Okay.
But in All That Is, the plot focuses on the life of Philip Bauman from his naval service in 1945 to middle age. And after graduating from Harvard, Bauman takes a job as a book editor and marries a rich Southern girl. Later he falls in love with another woman and then another. And there are wonderful other characters that appear and disappear in his life. And they're set in houses and parties and taxi cabs in London and Paris and Spain, even Tivoli, New York, and always near the sea. His prose is musical. It's precise. Not unlike the Edna O'Brien book, these chapters are like short stories and they could be all written on their own. It isn't that tightly structured a narrative. The writing is simple. It's direct. The sentences, what he can do in a sentence is extraordinary. Here is one sentence from the beginning of this book.
Mm-hmm.
It was a departure of foreboding, like the eerie silence that precedes a coming storm. Through the green water of the harbor, late in the day, long, dark, and powerful, moving slowly and gravely at first, a bow wave, forming, gathering speed, almost silent, the large dock cranes passing in silhouette, the shore hidden in evening mist, leaving white swirls of foam trailing behind it, the Yamato headed for sea. So I would pair reading this book with Life is Meals. And what Life is Meals does is takes every day of the year and talks about food and talks about literature in a very beautiful way. So, for instance, here's a nice day, February 22nd, and he's talking about the film Spanish filmmaker Luis Buñuel. And he says here, all his life, Buñuel was fond of bars, dark, quiet places where he could muse and drink. He was especially devoted to the dry martini, although he drank other things, wine, vodka with his caviar, aquavit with his smoked salmon. He attributed to gin a stimulating effect on his famous imagination and rarely, if ever, missed his daily drink. Yeah, so like that daily drink, this is a book that you can enjoy every single day of the year. And it's such a beautiful book. So I highly recommend both and even at the same time.
James Salter's All That Is and Life Is Meals, which is co-written by his wife, you said, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Kay Salter.
Thank you.
The last two books that I wanted to talk about are children's picture books. We've been in our book fair season at the Golden Notebook doing a lot of school book fairs, going to schools, selling books to the kids and helping the schools raise money for their libraries or their PTA. So I've been living with a lot of kids' books.
Uh-huh.
And these are my two new favorite picture books of the season. One of them is called The Dark by Lemony Snicket, and it's illustrated by John Klassen. And the next is If You Want to See a Whale, and that's by Julie Fogliano, and the pictures are by Aaron Stead. And these go together. One has a very dark cover because it's about the dark.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one has a very light cover, and it's a beautiful yellow boat on a green sea against a background of white, and it's If You See a Whale. And to me, both of these books embody what is the best thing about picture books is that you can't imagine the words without the pictures.
Uh-huh.
If You Want to See a Whale, it's a very quiet book. It's about slowly discovering a whale in an ocean. It's so funny. Kind of like one of my favorite books, Goodnight Moon. There's a little bird to try and find on every page.
Oh, great.
With your toddler.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so sweet. The illustrations are so amazing. And the words are few, but you get so much out of them. For The Dark, well, this is a great book to read to your child if they're afraid of the dark. And it kind of anthropomorphizes the dark and makes it livable, at least cohabitable.
Okay.
With the little boy who is the hero of this book. So run out and please, as a present for your kids or your nieces or nephews or your friends' kids,
it's always my friends' kids with me.
Buy The Dark. Or If You Want to See a Whale.
If You Want to See a Whale by Julie Fogliano and Aaron Stead. The Dark by Lemony Snicket. Illustrations by John Klassen. Jackie's store is The Golden Notebook. It has a physical presence on Tinker Street in Woodstock, New York, and it is online at goldennotebook.com. Jackie, thank you as always for joining us.
Thank you so much.
We post each week's book picks online at wamc.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.